The Lord Jesus had said to him, I'd like to emphasize this word, my, feed my sheep, tend my sheep, feed my lambs. And this ties us into how this scene concludes. Peter's interest was to be towards everyone else, towards these others. And it was when he was younger, in verse 18, I have the impression, the way this verse is worded, that Peter, at this particular moment in John 21, he's not now the younger version of himself. When he was younger, this is how he lived. And it was when he was younger, he girded himself and walked wherever he wanted. It's one of the features of, one of the characteristics of being younger, maybe, is that we make a whole lot of plans based on what we want to do. If we haven't learned to look around and say, wonder what the Lord wants me to do in this room, in this job, in this neighborhood, we haven't gotten maybe past that stage then of being the younger person. When we were younger, we did whatever we wanted. It's all about us. But the Lord Jesus has emphasized, it's my sheep, it's my lambs. So we emphasize the feeding and the tending, but also the word my is very important. It was alluded to earlier, 1 Peter 5, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. A little later in that same passage, it says, don't lord it over them as if you have possessions. Don't act like you have possessions when you are serving them. These people, they're not possessions. They are the flock of God. So it's my. So this characteristic of being younger is when he would be self-willed. He would make his own decisions. Now he's been given a commission. I have sheep. I have lambs. And you take care of them because they're mine. Not because they're yours, but because they're mine. Not because it's a job, but because they're mine. And, well, when will that end? It will end, Peter, when your life ends. This has already been mentioned as well. When you're old, somebody else will tell you what to do. Lord, when is it that I decide again what I'm going to do? Where does the Lord say, and then, Peter, there'll be a little time in between some of your service where you're going to make a lot of decisions for yourself. You get a little break. You can do the things that entertain you or amuse you, and then you come back to the serving. That, there's none of that here. The only time that he did that was when he was younger, when he did what he wanted. But now the Lord has given him a task that involves his sheep, and then at the end of his life, he's going to be taken to be a martyr, as we've already heard. And what is it that is the overarching thing? It's verse 19. All of these things, what is it, Lord, what do I do when I'm just not sure what to do? What if I don't know where the sheep are at the moment? What if I don't see any lambs that need to be fed at the moment? What if I'm still living, but it's not obvious what to do? Well, the Lord gives this other command, and that is, follow me. And that answers every moment of our lives. If we come to a day when we're not really sure how to follow the Lord, how to serve the Lord that day, we follow the Lord. And if we're following the Lord, it will be very evident how to serve the Lord, because that in itself is really what the Lord wants from Peter. The last comment is, follow me. Somebody else might be doing something different, Peter, but you follow me.
This whole emphasis on the fact they are the Lord's sheep, Peter never lost sight of it. There was no such a thing as position, attitude, they are mine. No, he always living in the conscience that he is a steward on something that God have given to him. Therefore, in chapter 5 of his first epistle, when he speaks to the under-shepherd, he told them the same thing. Shepherd, the flock of God. They are not Peter's flock. They are not their flock. They are the flock of God. They are just under-shepherd. They are steward. He was always conscious of that in his life. But I think it is a wonderful touch. I believe Peter is the only saint of God that it was said of him that in his death, he will glorify God. Now, this is Peter, the one that we all speak about his failure. I think he is the only saint of God that it said of him that in that death, he will glorify God. In life and in death, he was always, always living in that light that in every action, God must receive the glory. And then the Lord Jesus addressed the matter of peer pressure. Well, how about him? How about him? It's a very strong motivator, peer pressure. If you want people to do something, just let their peer put pressure on them. And here it is, Peter is looking at John and said, well, how about him? And this is really the answer that was said already. The Lord said, don't look at anybody else. Don't follow the crowd. You follow me. You follow me. And that is really was, Peter lost that sight of that once when him and Barnabas start kind of taking a side against the Gentile and eating. He started, and many have followed that. And he lost sight of that lesson. Don't let peer pressure compel you to go in a way that is not right. Follow thou me. What is that to thee? John is doing that. Let John do what John is doing. You have your eyes on me and you follow me.
And you might say, Emil, this, a lot of us would love to feed. A lot of us would love to feed. If we can have the ministry all the time, that's wonderful. Just feed. But the Lord draws the whole picture and then tells you, follow me. Count the cost. We all would like to take the public display of feeding or doing things or shepherding. But how about counting the cost to the measure of suffering? See, the Lord Jesus drew it for him. What manner of death he should glorify God. And what was that mean? It is said of Peter, history tells us, that he refused to be lifted up like the Lord Jesus. And when we read the history, he was hung upside down because he didn't feel worthy to really be lifted up the same way the Lord Jesus was. But follow me. I drew you the whole picture. There's going to be sufferings that is entailed with the feeding, with the shepherding, with serving me. Now follow me. I'm going to raise the challenge to me and to all the brethren. Have we counted the cost? Do we count the cost when we claim that we are going to serve the Lord? Because there is a price to be paid. And sometimes, if it is a matter of my life, did we count the cost? The challenge is, follow me. And may the Lord help us to do so.
Just a comment on the matter of the death, signifying by what death he should die. You seem to think, Emil, that it is peculiar to Peter here. I'm wondering if we don't have it as a pattern in general, as opposed to being specifically Peter. Because I'm thinking of Lazarus. You remember it was said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Then when you go over to chapter 7 of Acts with Stephen, you have him in the character in which he dies is another pattern in which God is glorified infinitely. So I'm just wondering if it was just a matter of a statement to Peter concerning his death, but that is the general character of many who gave their lives to the Lord, who gave their lives in death, was the matter of glorifying God in it.